This is Discovery with a K.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to a new month in your monthly favorites. I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And August was legendary, okay?
It was pretty insane. Not gonna lie.
This month gave me so much amazing music, amazing comebacks, amazing everything that I'm still shook. So far, a solid month of 2022.
Very much so, yeah.
So the list is quite long today, so let's just get right into it because we have a lot to talk about because a lot happened in August, okay? So should I start? Do you want to start?
You go first. I'll jump in.
Okay, so starting off, August started with none other than the girlies from New Jeans debuting.
New Jeans!
With their EP, New Jeans. They're monster rookies, and that's a bit of an understatement. They're taking over the K-pop world entirely, and it's insane.
I love to see it.
Yes, it's like, I've never seen such a thing. I think they broke already a record of sales for a rookie group with a debut with just 4 songs.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Have you seen those bags?
Well, that too. They're adorable.
I would just buy the album just for the bag.
Yeah, but why would you take that bag, you know? I'm like, I'm going shopping and it just the purse fits in there. You know what I mean?
I mean, all you need nowadays is your phone, and honestly, that's even it. You just need your phone.
That's pretty well.
And maybe your keys.
Are breaking records and doing it amazingly. This debut was super smart, well planned. Every single song is a bop.
100% agree. If you want to hear more about New Jeans, you can check out our podcast about the 2022 rookies.
Yes, it's up. It's coming up in the following week. So keep an eye on that because we're going to talk a lot about the rookies and a lot about New Jeans and how girls are taking over the K-pop world. But go and check it out. Next up, I have Gaho. He released a single, Beautiful Night. And I love how Gaho keeps his music so interesting. Like, you never know what he's coming up with next, you know?
Mm-hmm. True.
I'm like, boy keeps me on my toes, you know?
It's just, he's just so good. Like, honestly.
He's really good.
His voice, he writes, he composes. I'm like, bruh. Chill.
He does everything and he's like so good at it.
Exactly.
So Beautiful Night has like a lovely instrumentation. It's kind of playful and I just love how the song is so charming, you know?
Mm.
And it's just lovely. It's a lovely listen. So 100% recommended. Go and check it out. I'm hoping that he will release an EP or this was a pre-release or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Next up I have Girls' Generation, SNSD. They came back with the album Forever One.
Love.
OGs are back.
Love.
They're having a massive moment right now. They even had like a fan meet, I think this weekend or a couple of days ago. Massive people crying. Even Thanos was present there.
Yeah, I think Thanos, you know, snap.
Amazing. This album, amazing from start to end. Like, Forever One, as a title track, is an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I mentioned this to you when I was reviewing that album. Like, this album's right in the feels, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I just love how it's so, like, well thought and so solid. It's like you have, like, R&B, you have, like, the vocals, all of that together. And if you want to listen to one, I will say Closer is my favorite single in DCP. It's like R&B. And I just really, really miss SNSD's singing and stage presence and amazing personalities.
I really loved Villain.
Yeah?
That song was a bop.
That too. Yes, you're right. I think I mentioned this as well. It's like I feel like SM got the best of the best, like the best of the best for this album because every single song was like a solid title track.
Yeah, title track material for sure. Yeah.
So amazing. So moving on, we have like Golden Child that came back with Aura. It's a fun listen, energetic, full of power, very much like Golden Child style. And Deceit Me General was a bit of like Mistress of Genres. You have a bit of soft pop, EDM, and you know, the very much presence in their style, like strong sound, sort of like, yes, we're here, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then from that one, I want to recommend Miracle because it's just super cool listen, and I really love a synth line and grooviness. And this song has those both elements that I really, really like. Now, next up, I want to talk about Luminous, and because I want them out of the new Wu town.
Mm-hmm.
So they released Luminous in Wonderland, and this album is amazing. I mean, such a solid listen. The production is incredible. I was literally shook when I listened to this album. It was like so, so, so good. Every single song, I'm an absolute non-skip. My personal favorites are Marionette because it's like, the intro is as if you were going into a fairy tale, as in a movie, you know? So you go into the woods and exploring. It's just amazing. The feeling is amazing. And Hologram, because it's got some like Latin pop influences that were kind of unexpected. So I really like that. And I just needed to have more streams in Spotify. That's all I have to say.
That's fair. That's fair. They'll get there. They'll get there.
Hopefully.
I think they have a bit of a solid fan base already, so I'm assuming that's only gonna grow.
Video so far from this comeback has already over 11 million views, I believe. So I think they're getting there.
See, yeah, that's pretty solid. Yeah.
Yes. Going back to another NCT member, like the last 3 months, NCT Jaehyun released his solo single for NCT Lab Forever Only. And, you know, it's exactly what I expected. Jaehyun has, like, a very R&B soft voice, and he literally had that for the single. Expected. It was super soft. The looks in that music video were insane. It's, like, the boyfriend look in every single scene. And he knows what he's doing. He's, like, I'm gonna steal out of your hearts with this music video and the looks, you know? What can I tell you? Boy knows what he's doing, and aesthetics,
big aesthetics. He knows his market. That's fair.
100%. 100%. We have Blackpink and the previously single Pink Venom. And I had to listen to this song a few times before I could jump on it. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, and I love Blackpink, but I had to listen to it a couple of times, okay? Now obsessed, of course. It's catchy, very much Blackpink's title track, very catchy. It won't leave your head, basically. And I'm just very curious to see what's going to come up in their next album. And the features are going to have, they're going to have features. So we'll see how that goes. I'm actually very curious to listen to that one.
On a side note,
I'm wondering if Jisoo will release a solo single or not. I'm still wondering, you know.
I hope so. Honestly.
Me too, because she's really good as well. So we'll see how that goes. Anyways, Blackpink upcoming release. We'll see how that goes next month. Six released the EP Okay Episode 1 Okay Not.
Love.
I think you really like this one.
I really, really, really like that one. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yes, but the thing is that I feel like Six is one of those groups that have like their discography is really good in general. And I've been following this since their debut because those two of them were like YG trainees. And I was like, boys, I'll follow you. And from the very beginning, I was like, yes, absolutely yes.
I remember there was one Six title track that I was obsessed with because of the music video.
Okay.
Because it had like this gold, like, yes, goddess, like statue theme. And I was mesmerized. That was beautiful. And I like casually listened to like some title tracks, but never really got into them. But this EP is so good. I need to do a deep dive.
Their EPs and albums, they're actually quite, quite good. The only thing that I haven't listened from them is like the Japanese releases, because I don't really listen to a lot of Japanese releases. But overall, CIX, like Six, they're really, really good. In this one, they went for a more like rockish sound, which is new to the discography, but I'm here for it. Loved it. The title track is like super cool. I love it when they go hard because it just that styles of them so, so well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's just 4 songs. lovely balance of like sounds, rapping, style, all of that. Go and check it out, people. Amazing, amazing listening.
Also, listen to Drown in Love. I think it's the last track on the EP. It's just so smooth and so catchy.
Yes, absolutely. Now, another rookie we're going to talk about is Tempest. They released the, I think it was an EP, Shining Up. And this is their second mini album so far this year. I think they debuted in March. So impressive. Two mini albums. Very. So this one is like super cute and it's just a lot of like different rhythms and they're playing a lot with the styles. I think they're more like in an experimenting phase, which is fair enough. This is just their second mini album. And I want to recommend Startup and Can't Stop Shining because I love those songs. That's it. They're super cute and I really like them. Last for K-pop, I have Billy. Okay, and I was waiting for this part since their debut last year. So they came back with the Village of Perception Part 2. I was obsessed with the Village of Perception Part 1. Literally played that full album a million times. And I couldn't buy it because I couldn't find it, by the way. So if you're listening to this and you, please let me know where I can find it because I need it in my collection. So I was looking forward to these and oh my god, it was everything I expected. So it's as experimental as the part one, which is the reason why I love this release, the release so much. But this time we even got a bit of Ting angst because their title track had a bit of like rock influences, which I completely loved. And I love what they're doing with the music. It's like experimental, it's fun, it keeps you in your toes. It's like Gaho, it just keeps you waiting. Like, what are you doing next? Yeah. You know, it's just like that. Yeah, it keeps you
curious.
Yes, and you will find with this one, you find a bit of EDM, R&B, pop rock, synth pop, and a lot more. They do these incredible genres, incredible mix of genres that just work so well with them. But my personal recommendation is Might Be, the birth of emotion. It's got like a bit of psychedelic synth instrumentation that I was very intrigued about, super trippy. And it's, I think that's the intro track, and it's like the first track that you're like, what am I getting into? You know, it's like amazing. It's like a very strong first impression. And I want to also recommend McGuffin's Who's the Joker? Because that one's got a bit of a mix of Latin beats and hip hop. And those are two genres. I was like, how is this working with Billy? And it's just incredible. 100%. Nice. Love that EP. 100% recommend it. Now, tell me about your favorite for K-pop.
All right. So, first off, I want to talk about Kino from Pentagon and his solo single Pose. Girly. This is a massive slay, okay? Okay. I'm channeling Mike's Mike, this YouTuber right now. But oh my god, this song is insane. It's the Teminification of Kino.
Nice.
Girl, yes, you're going to love it. It's 100%.
I haven't listened to that single, and I think he released it at the beginning of the month. I'm so behind.
Girl, me too. But it's fine. We have each other's backs. But if you, I think Tim is still in the army. So if you miss him a lot and you're longing for new music, go listen to Kino Pose. I pray to whoever's in charge in the sky, in heaven, that Kino and Taemin at one point are going to dance together to this song. Like, girl, imagine it. Oh my god. What a vibe.
Amazing. Okay. I would love to see that, actually. Okay.
It'd be brilliant. Next up is Tribe with their single Kiss. I think it was a single album called Leviosa. But Kiss is the title track and Bop. It's super catchy. They do this like weird whisper tonality thing in the chorus.
Yeah.
Amaze. Love it. I'm here for it. It's gonna join my playlist for sure.
Okay.
I also want to talk about the band Lucy, because they released their album Childhood. Girl, Right in the feelings. They
They're
so
really good.
I love them so much. It's insane.
Yes.
Their
Yes.
title track was Play, which is adorable. But I wanted to talk about the song Colorless because
Yes.
listen to this album description. I think I sent it to you when I was writing the review. So in the album description, they wrote, "It delivers resonant comfort to those who want to wake up from the scars of their soft and lonely childhood."
Yes, I remember you sending me that, and I was
Shook.
saying that's yes.
That is generational childhood trauma coming to get you. So if you want to feel your feels, listen to Colorless.
Okay.
It's sad. Next up are the girls from IVE with their single
Right.
After Like. Bop. Massive bop. A disco bop. Fireworks. Amazing. Love it. It's
Yes.
catchy. I have so much love for the single. Oh my God.
IVE is doing so well. It's like every single title track hit.
Yes, for sure. I have high hopes for them. I can see them make it like really, really far.
Me too. I can actually see them too. Their music is really good. Also, they have like the charisma, the stage presence, all of that. So we'll
Yeah,
see.
for sure. Now, let's talk about Leo from VIX,
Yes.
who's back
Yeah.
from the army. He released his EP Piano Man. Vocals on vocals on vocals on smooth R&B. It's amazing. Literally so good. The title track is Losing
Yeah.
Game, and it's so nice. I've been quite obsessed with it. I've been playing it on repeat for a bit. I love that
Okay.
entire EP to bits. It's amazing.
I just really like the cover. The cover was giving me early
So
2000s air
beautiful.
and B singer, you know, with the like the turtleneck and the hat.
Yeah. For sure. 100%. 100%. Especially
I
with
was
like
like
the blurry
mysterious.
effects on it as well.
Yes.
Oh my God, I could see it.
I can
Oh,
see
amazing.
mysterious guy.
Yeah. Next up, I wanted to share Yeri featuring Sam Kim for the SM Station track Nap Fairy.
Yeah.
Such an unexpected collab, but
Yes.
I love it so much. It's their vocals work so well together, and it's like a bit of country in it. That's like I was very surprised.
Country music.
Yeah, a bit of country music. It's insane, but it's
Oh, wow.
amazing. Yeah. And it just, I feel like it didn't get a lot of hype, which
If I'm
surprised
honest,
me.
I didn't see a lot of promotion for it. We're
Yeah,
having a
no.
situation where I didn't see a lot. And normally, SM Station singles have quite a bit of promo. So I'm quite surprised I didn't come up with, I didn't see it on my timeline.
I know, and it's such a shame because the track is really, really good and the music video is adorable. So I'm like not sure where this like lack between quotation marks of interest is coming from. So I'm like trying to push it here a bit more because it's honestly really, really good.
Yes.
Next up, I wanted to talk about Twice, obviously, and their new
Of
album
course.
Between One and Two. This album, oh, so good. It gave me that, like, this. I feel like this is the best of Twice. Like, they're a bit more mature
Really?
now. They all look
Yeah.
hot in the music video. Like,
Yes, 100%.
Jihyo, like, girl, excuse me,
The
illegal.
amount of TikToks I've seen about her bob cut and then she moving the hair and how the hair moves, I love them. It's like amazing. The stage presence of
Honestly,
her.
she looks stunning.
Yes.
So the title track Talk That Talk is that song. Like it's
Yes.
that song. But then I also really, really liked the single Basics.
Yeah.
Super smooth, great vocals, and just overall the full album is fantastic. So listen to it from start to finish and you'll get like all the like different vibes and feelings, and it's like very R&B, so it's fantastic. The last K-pop release that I wanted to share is Key and his album Gasoline.
Of course.
Of course. SM had a really busy month, can I just say?
100%. They had like comeback after comeback after comeback. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. So Gasoline, Big Slay, that music video, amazing. I saw this TikTok. Okay, so hear me out. I saw this TikTok with Key's Gasoline, which is very like gold color themed. And then they switched to Taeyeon and her Avu music video,
ooh,
which is all like silvery goddess vibes. So they were like matching it, and they were like the sun and the moon. And I was like, yes, that makes sense. But also the person who made like the crown piece for Taeyeon also made the crown piece for Key's music video.
Okay. So do you think is it linked or not?
I think it might be linked. I mean, I don't think they conceptually thought about like, let's make it one big universe. But I do think that they wanted to link it a little bit. And especially because they used the same artist for the crown pieces, I feel like it's very cute that it's like linked together like that.
But hear me out. I have a conspiracy theory.
Mm.
What if all of these releases that are very much connecting, it's all a massive story that is taking us right into Navis?
I mean, there's always that.
We're going to Kwanja, you know?
Yeah. Where's Karina?
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, I thought that. I thought of that when I saw Kai's and then the Boas video, because I think the promo for Boas video was at the end of by Kai. So I was like, maybe everything is connecting. Nothing was connected, but I thought that, so... Maybe it was just unintentional, but look, in my head, they're missing now an amazing storytelling and a building of a parallel universe. Just
okay,
saying.
But hear me out. What if Ki is the sun god and Taeyeon is the moon goddess of the Kwangya universe, and at one point they're going to help out the girls from Aespa to like break out of this parallel universe or something? Maybe? Potentially.
I mean, that sounds like an amazing storytelling they could do there. In fairness, there is material, there is plenty of groups. I just wonder how Red Velvet will fit into that, because Red Velvet are like, you know, dancing the balls and all of that in the little universe, you know?
Red Velvet are the chaos gods. They're like Loki.
Ooh,
do you feel it? Oh my god. I'm excited. I love it. I love this idea.
Seb, we're ready. We're here. We're can pitch you stories. We're here, Fred.
Are we looking for jobs again? Honestly, let's just create our own company. Come on, let's do it.
Our own, the universe building girl. I can sense it.
Exactly.
Let's go actually into R&B hip hop, because I actually have quite a few.
Sure.
So I'll try to be as fast as possible, because you know that with me gets quite lengthy with hip hop and R&B, because you know, my children that are not children. So we started this month with Kid Mille. He released a single album, Benzo, and a vibe. Like soft, but also like hard beats in balance. Like one song is more like acoustic and soft. That is Zariru featuring Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a beautiful listen. But then you have Benzo. And Benzo is called like a lo-fi piano, but then...
Ooh.
Very hard hip hop beats, and he's like delivering his rapping, you know. So this single album, amazing listen, lovely contrast. I just really like Kid Mille's music, and this one is like really, really good.
The rapper Ron, is he big? Because I don't think I've heard of him.
I think he's in the R&B world, like in the indie R&B. I've seen his name pass a couple of times, but he's more like in the R&B side.
Yeah. I'm just thinking RIP
Yes.
SEO, you know.
100%.
Oof, okay.
Yes. But we through this with a few of them, actually.
Yeah, I know.
So next up, I want to recommend Super B's EP, Gangnam. So this EP, awesome. I think he first did a pre-release and then he released a full EP and loved. This EP is awesome. The flow, the delivery of each single is like super cool. And the mix of beats and styles is just so nice. Listen to Gangnam, but also I recommend Get More Richer because it's like house music beats included. And then the speed of this song is insane. It's so good.
Nice.
So next up, I have one that you actually know. So we're talking about George.
Sweet. I didn't even know that he came back with new music.
He released a single album, 1-2-3. And this single album has just three songs, but one of them features Thama and the other one features Big Naughty.
That's
and
a win.
I was on board already. Okay.
I mean, this
single
yes.
album is just awesome and smooth R&B. So I want to recommend I'm So Tired featuring Thama because it's a vibey listen. And with a touch of hip hop, but a very much amazing like piano instrumentation, we have Think Too Much featuring Big Naughty. And it's just like a listening experience. Like, this duo is something I didn't know I needed in my life. But George and Big Naughty, absolutely yes.
Nice.
100%. Tiger JK released a single POV, The Legend, came back and delivered.
Noise.
It was like quite unexpected, okay? Because JK's, Tiger JK's rapping at one stage was slightly auto-tuned. But it doesn't really do auto-tune, which was like unexpected. But it was done on the right amount. So it gave a song like a more trendy modern touch. But didn't leave behind his old school rapping, which I love. Because it's one of the things I really like the most about his music in general. It's like the old school feel. So it's like old school style meets modern beats. Amazing. You'll see it to POV because it's such a cool listen. Moving on, we have Milena and her EP, Sweet. And this woman's voice is amazing. I think I keep talking about it because every month you listen to like a single, but she's just so good. So good. So her single, Sweet Sour Legacy, it was like a trip. There's like a bit of a trumpet situation happening and so a vocal layering that is just unbelievably beautiful. There is some like back vocals as well on top of that. And it's just such a nice listening experience. And this full EP is like super soft. The orchestration is beautiful. And the transitions between the singles are just seamless and just, it's so, so pretty to listen to. And I was like, this is why now I listen without, you know, not a shuffle.
We don't stand shuffling in this house, okay?
Yes, I learned my lesson. And then Milena is like one of the best examples. I can tell you that transitions between songs are very important.
Uh-huh, they are.
So now we have Woo and Minoy and their single album Ghosting. So let's talk about this one because this one has a hilarious backstory. So the single album is like super cool, but their collab and how they were like and interacting with each other in general ended up having like a dating rumor.
Yes.
It was.
I saw bits and pieces of that.
It was hilarious, okay? It was just so funny. It was just so funny because she was like, no, and I think she invited him to like her cooking show.
Yes.
To like the rumors, and it was just hilarious, the full on. It's like this pair is like an amazing mix. Like Woo's rapping, you know that he goes quite hard and his tone is also quite deep. And then Minoy's R&B vocals are like super nice and they're just like a lovely mix. And both singles, Ghosting and Bye, super cool. So just listen to these two singles in this single album because they're really, really cool. We go next up with like Khaki. He's popular in my heart. He released the album Tida. So you know that he's popular in our world, but not so much on Spotify, and he needs to get more streams. So this album, super cool. He's got features by Tiger JK, Moon, Sujin, and Cold. And it's just a perfect balance of R&B and hip-hop.
Sweet.
Yes. The sound design structure is fun and it's like a lovely listening experience. I recommend Floating featuring Tiger JK and Laundry for a Groovy Touch. Moving on is my highlight of the one of my highlights, not the highlight, but one of the highlights, and it's like pretty up on the list. It's like Kevish, and I still Kush? Do not know how to pronounce this.
I think it's Kush.
Yeah.
No?
Kush, I literally don't know. But this guy released the single album On The Wheel, and he had me spinning with that single album because, oh my God.
Was that wordplay?
Maybe.
I love it. Keep going.
So I am obsessed with this single album. Homage featuring Strings is another level. I think I actually told you to listen to this song because it was amazing. Yes. I'm obsessed. It takes me out of this world. It elevates me to another universe. A total experience.
Yes.
Then we have Double Under featuring The Quiet in I.E.I. It was just so good. It's like a mix of rapping and also AI singing. It's just so pretty and it's such a dreamy mix. Loved it. And just saying, this single album might be one of my favorite ones of the year in the hip-hop, ooh, R&B world because it's so good. It's just so, so good.
Nice.
You know, last on my list of R&B and hip-hop, I have Say. So she released the single Alarm. We know she's amazing. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
She's popular in all world as well. So Alarm, smooth and sexy, woman is incredible. This single reminded me a lot to like 2000s R&B, but modernized. Ooh. Loved it. And I also felt like I listened to a different tone and a different side of her singing and her vocal power.
Yeah.
Which I really, really, really like. It's like sexy. It's like very much... like the feel of it is fun. It's just really, really good. It's an awesome listen. So go and check that out. So that's it for my R&B and hip hop people. I know it was quite lengthy, but you know, it was a busy month.
I have a short indie list for this month. So
Okay.
Let's keep it nice and tight. The first one I wanted to share is Town by Minzunki featuring Swings and Jason Lee. This is such a groovy bop that will have you like dancing and just like vibing. Like as soon as you start playing, there's like brass instruments and it very much feels like one of those like old-timey like jazz swings clubs that you could go to.
Oh, like from the movies.
It's so good. I love it. For a completely different kind of vibe, we go to Uno and her single Dive. It's dramatic, dreamy, like a pop ballad with like a good beat. And like Uno's soft vocals, it's just all the perfect building blocks for this like fantastic, dramatic ballad. It's really, really good. Also, the music video is stunning.
Okay.
Next up, I wanted to share Theater 8 with the full album About Worlds. Their track Golden Age of Hong Kong Movies. Oh, it's so nice. It's like delightful old school fun. It's like a bit of a like rockish pop vibe.
Okay.
It's a lovely, lovely combo. And it just... it smooths along like super nicely. The full album is great. Honestly,
I am intrigued with their name and their song title. I'm very intrigued.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Next up is Kwonwo. I know every time he releases something, I bring him up because I'm obsessed.
Yes. Yes.
But he released this EP at Silver Sand Beach Summer. Girl, it's I was listening today while I was driving to visit my sister. It's like completely instrumental. It's mostly like piano and a cello, but if it doesn't like invoke emotion, My God, it's amazing. Also, I Googled like Silver Sand Beach because I was like, this must be a real place, right? I think if Google
Yeah.
Maps didn't like play me dirty, I think it's in the UK somewhere. I was
Oh.
like, he has like this live video of him like playing the piano on a beach. So I was like looking at pictures on Google Maps to like match them to the music video because I wanted to be like, is this where they filmed it as well? I don't know if that went over to like the creepy stalker territory or not, but I'll just call
I
it
mean, you were doing
research.
some location research. I'm sure it's fine.
Exactly. I'll just call it research and not feel bad about it. The following release I wanted to share is Western Kites, who released her new single, I Love You. Watch this music video. I am obsessed with it. It's amazing. I love it. I just love Western Kite. She's brilliant. Like, I don't know. She's so good. Love her vocals. She always creates like this new sound. And
Yeah.
it's just every single release has something new, just like Gaho, but it stays like firmly within her own like niche sound. So it never
Okay.
gets boring. Love it. Listen to it, go watch a music video as well. On a completely different side of the spectrum, again, we go with Out of Blue, who dropped the ethereal, wonderful Liebeskamille. I was very
Okay.
surprised to see a German title. So I was like,
Yes.
huh? Also, girl, this music video walked out of a Shakespeare play. It's like four girls in the forest, all dressed in white. They look like forest nymphs, and they're like dancing together and like having fun. Obsessed. I'm like, where's Puck? You know? I love it. Also, I don't really think I've heard anything from Out of Blue before, so I need to do a bit of research on that because I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I haven't seen their name either on Melon or like in YouTube either. So maybe they're new.
Maybe, yeah. I'll have to look it up. The last release I wanted to share is a 6-minute single, which is pretty long, and it's absolutely brilliant. So this dude, Yunsu, he released
Yeah.
the single I'm Your Knight, and it's like a 6-minute like electronic piece with like here and there a bit of vocal, but it's like mostly the electronics, and it's just I wrote it down as like minimal vocals and maximum feelings because it's just I was trying to be cute, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's do you know that movie August Rush?
Yes.
Yeah, it's you know the soundtrack of that? The very like
Yeah, of
orchestral,
course.
guitar-y, like ethereal tee 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 that.
Yes.
It's like that, but try to imagine it like in an electronic way.
Ooh.
Girl, you have got to listen to this
Interesting.
single. It's really, really,
Interesting.
really, really good. I love it.
Basically a single album, just saying.
I mean, pretty much, yeah, but it just condensed into
I
one track.
mean, fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
But interesting. 6 minutes. I'll
Yeah.
have to listen to that.
You simply have got to,
100%. Well,
darling.
on that note, I think that's it for your list, isn't it?
Yes.
So that let's wrap up this quite like again. Lengthy episode of our monthly
We
favorites.
tried, okay.
In fairness, August was so busy and at the same time was so good. Whenever I was doing the wrap up of the month, I was like, wow, it was a really good month for music.
Yeah, same.
So we'll see you next month with a new episode, probably new surprises. What's going to be the next big comeback? I'm looking forward to
Undoubtedly.
it. Yes, so go on, check us at thecameo.com. We got a lot of these releases over there. And yeah, For more, head over to thegamemeet.com, follow us on the socials, and this was it for our monthly special of Discovery with a K. Bye-bye.
Bye.